All right, we're pretty much on the same schedule we were on yesterday with the morning practice, and really just in the mindset now, just trying to string them together. Take it one day at a time. Take the things we did yesterday, correct them, go back over them, add new things to put in today. Go out, work on those, and just grind it through day by day. So, no magic wand, no special formula, just hard work, putting the police pieces in place one at a time, day by day, period by period. And each guy's got a lot of things that they all need to work on. We all need to work on, coaches included, at this time of year. So, each of us individually is trying to, address those things, take those challenges, and collectively as a team, pull it all together. So, So try to string together a few good days in camp. That's where we're at today. Their assignments and their execution on each play, which is, in our offense, we have a number of adjustments, what route we run based on the technique of the defender or the coverage that we get or things like that, timing, execution, just getting familiar with the offense, being able to play at a faster tempo, changing the situations as we get into third down, red area, down and distance situations. We're not quite there yet, but that's coming pretty soon, so... it is kind of an extension of the OTAs from a practice standpoint until tomorrow when we get pads on and start doing some things that are more contact-oriented, like the running game, blitz pickup, things like that. I mean, we have young players every year. Some positions, it's more than others. That changes from year to year. So, what are the plans?
At what point during the next couple of days?
Tomorrow. We're not much further ahead than you are, so you had a couple of the early camp days in there, but Josh is a smart kid, works hard, long way to go, just take it day by day, but he's made certainly a lot of progress from where he was in the spring with his rehab, and looks like he's in good condition, so let him out there and let him compete with everybody else. He's played back there before, but not a lot recently with the Seahawks. So we'll put him into our system, teach him the things that he needs to learn at that position, evaluate him with the other players.
As a kick returner, he's had obviously a lot of success in that area. Does that transfer, is there a lot of steam in that area? How does that transfer? Is it the guy being happy back there?
Fitting in offensively?
No, as a kick
returner. Oh, yeah. I think it depends on the player. Some players, like every other position or any other, can adapt from different schemes. Some players are more suited towards one particular scheme. They read that, in this case, might read the blocking patterns better or more instinctively than, a different type of return scheme. So... I think it varies from player to player. Some guys are one way, other guys are, have more of a style that they're very effective with, and you try to change that style, they're not as effective with it. Other guys are, pretty comparable at all of them. You have more flexibility in the schemes that you run. I think it depends on the player.
Will it allow these guys to
starting tight end in the National Football League. I don't think it was a big gamble. It's good. It was a good player at a young age. We played against him. He's a good player. He's available. So. Well, I'd say his height's probably on the, you know, slightly above average scale. His weight is probably average, maybe a little bit above average, but I'd say it's about the going weight for his type of tight end. We know there's different types of tight ends. But no, I mean, I think he has good, solid physical characteristics. Works hard. He's a smart kid. He's got a good attitude. Works hard on his preparation, and he's worked very hard on his rehab, so. It's, you know, it's great for him to be able to make that kind of progress, get back out on the field, you know, attain that goal of just being able to, you know, get back out and play competitively on the field. And we'll see how it goes from here. I think you always, in everything that you do, you go in with an idea how you want to try to do it. You start on a certain course. And then as you go along, you always end up making some type of modifications in some form or fashion based on the athlete's skills, the way the group fits together, and what your success or lack of it might be as you start to do the things that you do. Some things sometimes work out a little better than you think, sometimes not as good, sometimes about the same. And that goes for each individual player, and it goes for the entire group as to how they end up working together as well. So it's an ongoing process. We'll deal with it day by day, and as we see that the course needs to be altered a little bit, then we'll do it. I don't really know if I knew how it's going to turn out. We're doing it in a way that we think will be right, but I know we're going to have to make adjustments. That's the way it always is. So if we knew exactly what that was, we'd start there, but sometimes it takes a little time or trial and error to get there, and I think that's where we're at. They have it every year. Yeah, I don't think that necessarily has anything to do with experience, but it could. But, yeah, there's times where you take things and water down a little bit. There are other times where you expand more than where you think you're going to be or faster than you think you're going to be able to. That's you never know exactly. You have a idea of it, but you never know exactly how it's going to go. And sometimes it goes in stages. Sometimes it starts slow and then picks up speed. Sometimes it starts at a level and then kind of fizzles out. So it's just that's part of what training camp's for, is to put a lot of practice days out there together, get a lot of snaps, get a lot of reps, have a volume of evaluation, and then be able to, from that volume, figure out what the best course is. So that's, until you go through it all, I don't think you can really make the same type of intelligent decision that you can just trying to guesstimate how it's going to happen. There's too many variables. Had a good spring. Mm-hmm. Had a good spring. Looks like he's in good condition. So I'm sure that he's looking to build on his spring here in fall training camp, and feel the same way. I think Matt's a real good leader, one of the best that we have. Wouldn't necessarily say his style is overly vocal, but I'd say he's a very good leader. And I don't think that's any kind of criteria to be a leader. I think that's just a style. I don't think it's a true measure of leadership. But I wouldn't characterize his style as overly vocal, no. But I would characterize him as an excellent, outstanding leader. And I think it gets better every year. I mean, he was a good leader 3-4 years ago, but I'd say he's, you know, built on that and improved it up to this point. And I'm sure, knowing Matt and the way he works and his diligence and his commitment to the team, I'm sure he'll continue to improve it as we go forward. Person that can perform his job effectively and puts the interest of the team ahead of his own personal interest. Well, I mean, Gil's, you know, had a long history with the organization, and is very deserving. I mean, Teddy, though, I think is just at a whole different level. What he's brought to this organization is very, very special. Both his performance and the personality and character that he brought to the team, and the success that we've had during his time here has been remarkable, and he's played a huge part in it all the way through. He was here when I came in 1996. We drafted him that year, and you know, as we all know, the story of his conversion from being a defensive lineman, the two-time Pac-12 Player of the Year, Defensive Player of the Year, and all that, to becoming a guy that had a totally different role in the National Football League, the success that he was able to have doing that relative to what he did in college, both at very high levels but in very different jobs, is so unique. And the energy, enthusiasm, competitiveness that he brought to this organization, the success that we had, that he was such a huge part of, just, there's no way that could be understated. To me, he's one of the all-time greats that's ever played here, and that's in large part because of the championships that were won while he was a part of it. There's been other great players, but the team success that he was such a huge part of is really what it's all about, and his impact on that cannot be understated. We can't do anything about how big the crowd is here or anything else. Our job's to go out there and prepare and practice and get better individually, get better as a team. That's what we're going to concentrate on. I mean, all the rest of it is out of our control, whatever it is. That's what it is, but that's not anything we can worry about. We can just do what we can do, and that's to get better and improve, learn from our mistakes, move on, take on new material, try to take that out to the field and execute it at a good level. So that's not going to change regardless. That'll be our same goal every day. Good. Yeah, good. I mean, as always, unfortunately, when the players that are on your team can't perform, it gives more opportunities to somebody else, wherever that is. And then what those people can do with that opportunity, you know, sometimes comes at different levels. But, you know, we've all seen it be the people take advantage of those opportunities. And I think that Mike and Human and Zach have done that. They've worked hard. They've certainly taken advantage of the reps that they've gotten, and they've probably gotten more, definitely gotten more, because some of the players that would normally play at that position weren't participating. So, you know, that's good for them. I don't want to say this is Wally Pipp and Lou Gehrig, but it's, you know, that's the classic story. And yeah, we've all gotten opportunities because of one reason or another of something that happened to somebody who was in front of us. And being able to take advantage of those opportunities is it's there if they can do it. Okay, thanks.